it's freezing.
And whether there's snow in your neck of the woods or not, you've no doubt noticed how cold it is outside. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to talk about Old Man Winter and what the recent temps tell us about what to expect for the rest of the season and some of the regional impacts. First, Cliff, I'm a mossback wimp, I admit it. How long is this cold going to last?
Only through the end of the weekend. We're going to start seeing moderation and back to normal weather next week. So it's almost over. And for the snow lovers in the crowd, here in the Seattle metropolitan area, it's looking less and less likely we'll get any significant snow at all before the cold air goes away. But the real story, the big weather story, is snow south of us. Yesterday, a weak disturbance moved into Oregon, and it was strong enough, and the air was cold enough for them to get a lot of snow. I mean, on the coast, let's say Manzanita down there, they had like 8 inches. Portland had 3 to 5 inches. Some places south of Portland had 8 or 9. And the snow shield even extended northward into Washington, even up to Chehalis, they had 1 inch or 2. Olympia had a dusting. So this was really significant snow, and it's not over yet. Another system is coming in later today, and Portland's going to get hit again. The Willamette Valley particularly is going to get hit, another 3 to 6 inches, maybe even more. On top of that, they have strong winds coming through the Columbia Gorge, and they may top it off with an ice storm somewhere down the road as the warm air comes in. So it's really fascinating what's going on there.
Okay, well, I care about my uncle and my cousins down there in Oregon, but really, how does this affect me?
Well, it's not going to affect you very much, except that the disturbances going to the south is helping to keep the cold air in over us. And up in the San Juans, they've been getting a band of snow over like Friday Harbor, places like that. They've gotten some snow as the air coming up from the sound meets cold air coming out of the Fraser, and they've had convergence, upward motion, and a band of snow there as well. But let's get back to the weather around here, because a lot of people live in Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, we have still cold air that's slowly moderating. So temperatures today will only get up into the 30s, to lower to mid-30s. And that's going to be the story on Sunday as well. So we're going to stay in the cold air, mostly cloudy because of these systems going to the south of us. And, no snow, no nothing. The end of it is going to be late Sunday night, Monday morning. It looks like a warm front is going to be moving through.
Rain on Monday, right?
That's right. And it looks like it's going to warm up enough before the rain gets to us that we're not going to have any snow here in Seattle. Maybe it could start as a few snowflakes. It could start maybe as snow, change to rain very rapidly. And by the time we get into Monday, it's too warm and we're starting to get into rain. And there's a number of weather systems coming in next week, and it's going to be, in the mild 40s with showers once in a while. Typical Seattle.
Okay, back and forth a little bit, though. Explain more about why I should care about the weather systems in Oregon and California. It's potentially significant, right?
Right. Well, one of the big weather stories of this year has been the drought in California. And, it's amazingly dry. We're talking about 15% of normal precipitation, 20%, something like that in the mountains. Well, during the next week, they're going to get hit hard. A number of weather systems are going to be slamming into them. And that's because the jet stream, which has been further north, is now moved south. That's why we're in the cold air. And a series of disturbances, some tapping large amounts of moisture called atmospheric rivers, is going to be going into Oregon and California. And this is going to have a huge impact. Some places in the mountains are going to get the equivalent of 10, 20 inches of rain. So that's going to make a big difference. The drought is going to be weakened.
Sounds like potential for mudslides and that sort of thing.
Well, the big thing is it'll help fill the reservoirs. They had almost a critical drought situation, and this is going to really help it. And with the jet stream going, south of us, we're going to be, cool, but we'll be wet and showers on and off. So it all fits together, but it's a big change.
Good weather news, which is nice. But earlier this year, this was declared a neutral winter. What do we know at this point about the extended forecast for the rest of the season?
At this point, it looks like we've made a transition, at least for the next week or so, into a different pattern. And it's always too early in January to think that we're going to be in this drought situation. A lot of times, in February, you know, mid to late February, there's a switch to a different regime. And maybe we're seeing that right now. So at this point, I would not expect us to be in a severe water problem here in the Northwest or in California as we get into the late spring and summer.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington and joins me every week for these talks about the weather, which you can podcast at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.